You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. We are now at a stage in the plastic surgery world where we can actually do multiple type of procedures either simultaneously or in order so that we can start getting better and better results. Now, we've been doing this in plastic surgery for quite some time. I'll give you some examples. You know, when I'm doing a facelift, many times we also incorporate a chemical peel around the eyes or a laser resurfacing on certain areas that are very wrinkled, let's say around the mouth, for instance. So that would normally be what we would consider a combination treatment. Or combination treatments could be something like doing a breast lift and at the same time putting breast implants in. So when you think about things from the standpoint of combining therapies or combining different ways of achieving a result, we've been doing that for a long time. But one of the most interesting things that I think is really happening right now in the world of plastic surgery is that we can actually get better results on things like skin resurfacing by combining some of your own plasma into the actual treatment while we're resurfacing your skin, either with microneedling or with lasers or with any of those things. And literally, we're drawing out your own blood, we're spinning it down properly, and then we're extracting from it these special type of platelets that are actually making up this plasma in your blood. And these fluid products have growth factors and other types of things that literally stimulate your body's ability to enhance results. If we're putting it in your scalp, when we're doing hair restoration type things, it's stimulating your body's ability to grow hair better. If we're using it anywhere on the body, it's an additive to what we're doing. But let me go one step further. Let's say you're someone that doesn't want to do a surgical procedure. What things could you do to enhance the youthfulness and the look of your face? Let's start with that. Well, a few things right off the bat that I'm sure all of you know about is Botox, or what we would consider a neuromodulator, which means basically it's a product that'll cause certain muscles that are injected with this product, like Botox, to go to sleep or to rest for about 4 to 6 months. And the beauty of that is that by knowing exactly what muscles you want to inject, you can create a lifting or a tightening because the other muscles that haven't been injected are going to take over. And that, in essence, is really the way Botox works. It's literally like understanding the anatomy well enough that you can put this tug of war situation to work for you. And the most common area that people know about is the forehead region, where if you're looking at the area around your brows, your eyebrows, and you see those 11 lines or those areas where, you know, when you're really thinking hard or you're really stressed, you start to pull your brows down. And then when you're excited about something, you lift your brows up. Those two animations are diametrically opposed animations. One is where you're pulling your brows down and using a certain set of muscles, and one's when you're lifting your brows up using a different set of muscles. Well, the beauty of Botox, if you know the anatomy well enough, is that we can target the muscles that are pulling your brow down so that you end up getting this lifted, beautiful look to your forehead and your eyebrows go up. And it's almost a way of creating what we could consider a chemical brow lifting by using something like Botox. So I digress a little bit, but it's all towards trying to understand how I'm talking about this combination therapy. So let's say we're doing that, Botox, right? At the same time, I have a lot of patients that want to get some facial fillers placed because they may have some creases, let's say, around the mouth or in those areas that we call the nasolabial lines, those laugh lines, that have just gotten deeper over the course of time. Or marionette lines, those lines that come down from the corners of your mouth. Those lines that you may have, we can take a injectable product that's a facial filler and literally place it in those grooves so that we're eradicating those grooves or those lines. So now we've just done a combination, a treatment. We've taken Botox, put it in the face. We've taken facial fillers, put that in the face. But let me add on another thing. We're now able to take surgical threads that have been enhanced in a bunch of different ways, and we'll go over that at another podcast. But think of it this way. We can actually place sutures through the skin in a very elegant manner and literally resuspend or relift the cheek, the jowl, the neck, if you're a good candidate for this, and incorporate that at the same time that we're doing a facial filler and Botox. So literally, we're taking a patient, and we just did this earlier today, and that's one of the reasons why I'm very excited about talking about this, is because this patient really wasn't a good surgical candidate. She had a lot of medical issues, and because of that, we decided, you know, that it wasn't going to be worth risking anything to take her to surgery. But what kinds of things could be done in an office setting, literally under straight local injections at the sites of where we were putting the threads, and everything else was just topical numbing that we would normally use on anyone that was getting a facial injection of Botox or fillers, etc. And we were able to combine three different procedures in one sitting for this patient. And it's an amazing thing that plastic surgery has, you know, become this kind of a nuanced type of a wonderful. And that's why we're calling it the plastic surgery revolution. This is literally something that years ago I would never have thought we were able to do in an awake patient, number one, in someone that didn't really want to have a surgery or couldn't really have a surgery, and give them a result that would look as good as this is. Now, the beauty of all of this stuff that I'm talking about, and you know, that's, again, another topic for one day's podcast. And maybe what we'll do is we'll have a scientist come on with us so that we could really talk more about what I'm about to tell you now, which is all of these products that I'm talking about have an ability to continue to get better. Here's what I'm saying. The threads, these surgical threads, are made out of material that actually stimulate your body's collagen production. So as these threads dissolve over the course of time, the dissolving part of this is what's actually causing your body to be stimulated to grow more collagen. When we're putting these facial fillers in, these facial fillers, for the most part, are what we call semi-permanent fillers. Because what's happening is the filler itself is going to dissipate and just break up and go away over the course of some time. But because it's been injected properly, it does stimulate your body's ability to grow collagen as well. So if you really take a look at my patients, and all of you that are listening, hopefully a lot of you are some of them, I always am fascinated by taking a look at your photos with you that are in your chart. And if you take a look at some of these patients that we've been doing Botox on for 20 plus years and some fillers, literally the areas of their face look more youthful now than they did 20 years ago. And it sounds, to some of you that have never had this done before, that sounds like a ridiculous statement, but I'm telling you it's the truth. By continually making areas, let's say, of your brow not furrow and not crease up, if you can consistently stay on top of that, you will create a situation where the skin literally becomes unfurled. It will not be able to continue to crease. So if you come in every 4 to 6 months and like clockwork, you're never really allowing that skin to wrinkle up again, just imagine what that would be like over the course of years. And that's exactly what's happening. And again, I'm not even getting into the statements about using skincare products that also help stimulate your body's ability to grow collagen, et cetera. So the take-home message from today's podcast is this: for everyone out there, you were listening, listen to what I'm saying. When you go in to talk to your plastic surgeon or you go in to see your dermatologist and you really want to talk about the look that you're trying to make better, make sure that you're really getting a full picture of all the different modalities and therapies and products that can be used to achieve this unbelievable result. And, you know, all of you that are my patients that come to see me know how unbelievably excited I get when we talk about these things. But I really never want to cut patients short during a consultation or even when I'm here just to do your Botox injections or your fillers. But there are so many other things that you could be combining to get better and better results that you really should ask questions, try to get as much information as you can, because most of it, to be very honest with you, is very simple stuff that you can continue to do on your own sometimes, just home regimens of skincare or just making sure that you're staying up on some facial injectables like Sculptra or other things that you don't really have to let long periods of time lapse. You can continue to stay up and continue to look as good as you do and actually moving forward even look better as you're chronologically getting older. You can actually look more youthful by staying up on these things. So don't hesitate to contact us at the Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery, dcps.com, or schedule an appointment to really just talk. We could do it virtually. We could do it as a, you know, come into the office and I'll have my estheticians and everybody else available so that you really learn all the different things that are truly available right now. Because I can tell you that with the way everything is with the pandemic and COVID-19 and everyone just being so careful and really trying to think more and more about longevity and things that you could do to make yourself as healthy as possible, what goes hand in hand with that is also self-care, trying to just stay healthier as you're starting to age. And there are so many exciting products, treatments, therapies, modalities that we could talk about that would enhance everything that would make you feel better about yourself. So you've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'll be speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.